Welcome back to Most Clicked. Every Monday, 9 a.m, we are here bringing you the latest in HE digital marketing news. And in fact, what we are actually doing is bringing you the most clicked item from the Education Marketer newsletter. I'm joined, as always, by good friends Kyle Campbell and Matt Lees. Kyle, what's this week's big story?
Big surprise, it's TikTok related. Yeah, well, it's the channel at the moment, isn't it? God knows what will replace it. Maybe we'll hope it's still around. I'm sure we will be. So, yes, it's University of Chichester. I came across their TikTok account the other day, and also came across it in Nonsensical's recent report on the best universities on TikTok. It's a really good report. Recommends that you get a hold of a copy. It's a little of their methodology, actually. So they've looked at followers, but they've also looked at like engagement rate on platform. So if you're University of Oxford and you get millions of followers, they acknowledge that as a thing, but then they actually look at how people are actually engaging with your content. So it's a really great report. Have a look at it. University of Chichester. So I think they just got the TikTok formula down, and I have some favorite videos on this, but you know, they followed that formula of being humorous and also just being off the wall, you know, want a better word, nonsensical about the whole thing. A lot of it's hilarious because it's just so out there, and one of the things that really stuck out to me is how they sort of turned the campus tour on its head, and they got one of their I think she's an ambassador, to do a campus tour in full camouflage. And the video shot with her kind of approaching all these weird things from like different angles. So she's literally hiding in bushes and filming herself, and she's hiding under tables and pointing at things. And oh my God, you know, it absolutely killed me. And I think that the wonderful thing about this channel is that it's not just appealing to students at that university, but it's appealing to students in general. And there's actually TikToks on here that address that very point. And also there's a few, there's the scene there, it's brilliant. And there's also this sense that it's appealing to people in the education, marketing, and recruitment space, because they also take the piss out of how they behave at open days and things like that. So top marks on this one, great engagement. Naif, you're the TikTok expert among us. I wonder what you thought the quality of the content on this one and why it works.
I think that this edges closer and closer every day to our idea of like a HE sitcom, you know, a kind of mockumentary style thing. And I love that the sector's got those tropes that even young people identify so quickly and can take the mick out of, you know. It made me giggle, that one in particular. But Matt, you had a really good point, right, about TikTok and websites.
Yeah, and it kind of came to me whilst I was looking at Nonsensical's report, and they early on in the report they talk about how students can gather factual information from the website. So if your TikTok account is selling more of the experience and showing the almost the behind the scenes bits, which I think Chichester's does really well. But it made me think, a few years ago we started to talk about social validation and how information published by the institution is only part of it, and actually validating that with real social experience of the students is a really powerful thing to do. But I've not seen any examples where universities are using some of that content that's proven really popular on TikTok in their main website. And I wondered whether that's something that is worth exploring, or whether they should be kind of kept strictly apart and should never meet, kind of thing.
It's funny though, isn't it? Because so many universities are like, we must get Instagram on our course pages, exactly, or something like that. But you don't see it with TikTok. And I don't know whether it's just it's too early in the adoption of it or whatever. But Kyle, you're the content man. What say you?
I really like the idea of building own channels. So I might be a bit, my perspective comes from that angle. I like the idea of a university having a TikTok channel that serves that audience in that area, and it makes sense. And I think the art isn't necessarily moving the content onto the website, moving the audience in some way. And how you do that, there's a range of ways. But I don't know, on a course page, if I see a TikTok, I don't know, it would feel a bit out of place for me. I guess it depends on where people come across it, but it, you know, the primary way people are going to discover you via TikTok is via the app itself, I would say. I haven't given it enough thought, but for me, it feels like it's not, it doesn't work as, say, embedding a YouTube video, does it? Because that experience has been thought about, and it provides a different style of video. That's my take on it.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, what, they've got 22,500 followers. They seem to be doing okay without sticking on their course page. But I'm with you, though, Matt. I think it could definitely add, you know, last week, for example, we were talking about personality, and it definitely would add a layer of personality to course pages that are more often than not a little bit dry.
So I think
it's a neat idea. It'd be interesting to see if anybody explores that further, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we have spoken about how course pages highlight student work in the past as well, haven't we, in that sort of mix up of the content there. So yeah, I mean, potentially, but you're right, I haven't seen anyone doing it, but that means that why not try it, see how it goes.
I think you're right, and I think they'd have to be selective with the TikToks that they choose. I saw in Chichester's, they had a campus dog with the kind of talking mouth thing going on as well. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily feel on the same level as course, you know, important course information. But if there's other bits out there that do help to provide that context and sell the wider experience, then yeah, maybe it's something to look at.
There's always been that thing as well, I guess, about universities have their tone of voice and then they kind of have their social media tone of voice. Yeah. And I remember years and years ago, people talking about, you know, how they can be a bit more colloquial on Twitter or whatever. And I mean, obviously TikTok is taking that to the nth degree, but there will always be that resistance of, oh, our flagship is not the place for that sort of tone of voice, for example. There's lots of things in the balance, but I think it's definitely a neat idea that I'd love to see more on. I mean, you know, if anything, the nonsensical report shows that the adoption of TikTok in universities, it's happening. I mean, there's other news, isn't there, at the moment as well, with kind of Facebook reporting its loss of users and things like that. It definitely feels like, in the same way that we've talked about the great resignation in kind of hybrid working terms, this feels like the great migration of users from different social platforms. And I think what we're seeing here is the emergence of a new dominant platform. And it's really exciting to see at the kind of beginning of that wave and see these emerging winners and see what's next. I think that probably a lot of awards this year might be covered in TikTok responses, you know.
Yeah, and you know, your point about migration, I can't remember which report it was, but I definitely saw some statistics recently that showed engagement across social platforms. I think every platform is down, but TikTok was up like 1,000%. So it's not like people are losing engagement. It's just, you are right, it's shifting to different places. So there's always the engagement, and it just moves around.
Definitely. I mean, anybody that's got that blasted app on their phone just knows that it's a time hole. I know we've spoken about it before,
but I think it surprises me how people engage with TikTok, because for me, when I started using it, it was almost a bit of mindless escapism. I wasn't there to do anything in particular other than watch people falling over and other funny things. But as it's gone on, you realize that people are starting to, you know, that a nonsensical's report talked about how they youth audiences are researching institutions using the likes of TikTok, and it seems to have expanded into this other mode of engagement now.
And I'll end on this. Last night I was on TikTok and watched a TikTok about TikTok, and in this TikTok about TikTok, it said that the scary thing with the algorithm is that other platforms have been about you choose what you want to see, But now TikTok is determining for you what it knows you want to see. So it's not about your choice. It just kind of know, and that's is terrifying, but it's a really interesting place for universities to start creating content at, is to know that people are in that mindset. They are going to be looking at universities. What is the content that you're going to be wanting to put in front of them? Because there's every chance that that's going to get served to them. So that's why I think it's such a fantastic marketing resource for universities right now. And that just about wraps things up for this week, I think. So thank you very much once again, Kyle and Matt. Been a pleasure. Remember, we are live every Monday at 9 a.m. If you've enjoyed today's show, please do consider liking and subscribing. For now, have a great week. See you soon.